Today on the Adam Grohe Quiz Show, I unintentionally offend physicists and have to issue a refraction. I'm Adam Grohe, host of Cash Cab Canada. I'm a stand-up comedian as well. The closest I've come to doing comedy about physics is doing a show at the University of Waterloo for a bunch of physics and math students. They loved my Harry Potter stuff. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and AdamGrohe.com. This is my daily trivia podcast of the Adam Grohe Quiz Show. Looking for free tickets to my live show? Stay tuned. The Higgs boson is the mysterious subatomic particle proposed by physicist Peter Higgs in 1964 to explain the origin of mass. Theoretically, it's responsible for mass, without which there would be no gravity and no universe. It has tentatively been confirmed to exist as of March 2013. The discovery is considered monumental because it appears to confirm the existence of the Higgs field, which is pivotal to the Standard Model and other theories within particle physics. In this discipline, it explains why some fundamental particles have mass when the symmetries controlling their interaction should require them to be massless, and linked to this, why the weak force has a much shorter range than the electromagnetic force. This unanswered question in fundamental physics is of such importance that it led to a search of over 40 years for the Higgs boson and the construction of one of the most expensive and complex experimental facilities to date, the Large Hadron Collider. Which can sound suggestive depending on how you say Large Hadron. When I wrote this question, I thought, I should be careful because of the religious implications, but it's actually physicists who get pissed off with this question, and you don't want to piss off fundamental physicists, because they might just take away gravity or something. The Higgs boson, which physicists say confirms the way science describes the universe, is also known by what nickname? Is it the God particle? The Allah molecule. The Buddha atom. Or the Elron hadron. Physicists don't like the nickname. They regard it as inappropriate, if not out of context, hype. But it was another physicist, Leon Lederman, who came up with the nickname. So maybe just name something after him so we can move on. Because I like gravity. Play the Adam Grohe Quiz Show online anytime at AdamGrohequizShow.com. You can also check there for dates for the live version of my show. At that show, I do stand-up comedy, and I give you a chance to win cash out of my pocket as a contestant on stage. I'm at the Randolph Theatre in Toronto on June 8th, and you can win tickets to my show by filling out my survey at AdamGrohequizShow.com. Thanks for playing the Adam Grohe Quiz Show.